take a breath and let it out. And another breath. And as you begin to relax your body, allow your awareness to drop down from your mind, your head, and come into the rest of you. Take a moment to just find where your breath goes in your body. Reaching inside to your heart, possibly. Down your legs to the floor. Connect you with Gaia, with this beautiful Gaia that we live on here, that we get to play on here. We get to spend time as family and community right here. We get to feel the wisdom of the elders. We get to let those generations that have gone before us surround us with their love. We get to feel the entourage of Kryon surround us with that honoring that Kryon always has for the humans. And we get to be in the place and the space of the family of light and prepare ourselves for the continuing wisdom of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is a continuation, really, of a channel given before about light and dark on this planet. The ancestors of the area are still here. They're always here. There are some areas on the planet that are barren. And although this would be desert, there is so much life here in the way of the esoterics and the ancestors and what has happened, honoring thousands of years of life, of living by the ancient ones on this land. And so there is ancestry that is alive and well and listening here, even as I speak. For those who have just found this channel, it is the second channel of this meeting and the ending channel of the day. We find ourselves in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in the United States. Light and dark are metaphors, and they truly are metaphors of different kinds of consciousness that humans develop. It's not about other entities. It's not about demons and gods. It's about humans. And the theme of Kryon for all of these years has been to get ready for a shift of the balance between light and dark. Because the balance between low and high consciousness on this planet has always been skewed in a way that is dark. And we've discussed this and discussed this. It's a review. But again, there are the few who come upon this channel, never heard any of it. And so we again tell you that since the shift of 2012, there has been more light in consciousness starting to develop all around the planet than at any other time in human history. And the result is that you're starting to see the darkness. And again, we give you the metaphor of the dark room when light appears. When light appears in any way in a darkened room from any direction, the entire room is affected slightly. And humans that have been flailing in the dark, afraid of one another, competing for resources, suddenly see one another in a different way. They see they're all the same. They see the resources they never saw. They start cooperating. Inventions occur. That is just a little light. And the balance between then the light and the dark, the metaphor of consciousness, begins to change. And it becomes not only more balanced, the more light there is, that ratio between low and high consciousness begins to tip toward the light side. You've seen it in your news. And we don't have to remind you yet again that as you sit in this place today, things have happened that I told you would happen. I've seen this before because this is the result of what happens even with a little light. You start to see some of the darkest things some of you didn't even know were there. Some of you knew all along they were there, but knew you couldn't do anything about it. And for hundreds of years, it's been the same. Darkness always was so prevalent. Dark energy that comes from consciousness that is low creates systems that don't work, creates dysfunctional belief systems that have a judgmental God that tortures children, that creates many dark things that are a reflection only of themselves. Everything that you believe is a reflection of human consciousness that is dysfunctional. And suddenly, it starts to move. The ancients predicted it, and it's here. There are those who are afraid of these times because they're different. They're afraid of these times because they don't see through the curtain that's coming. There are those who would say this is the beginning of the end because they don't recognize anything in history that mimics it. Nothing has ever happened before that's like today. Therefore, the end is coming. It's the fear of the unknown. What if the future, dear ones, not the immediate tomorrow future, but the future that's measured in decades. What if it contained an increased light so that there would be a time when you can all see each other, feed each other, all be warm? There would be no competition of resources. Inventions that would correct these things would be prevalent. New governments, the beginning of a planet that did not torture itself or war with itself. What if that was the coming future? It hides behind a veil. And the veil is scary. You've never been there. Therefore, it's bad. This is a reflection of a dysfunctional, dark mind deciding in advance of what's coming, even though all around them there's indication that light is what's coming. And then there are the ones who say, look, we are starting to see some of the darkest things in human nature we have never seen before. We are seeing sexual slavery. We are seeing this. We're seeing that. It's almost like they upended the barrel that's been in the backyard for 50 years and all of the rats and the worms crawl out. Dear ones, they've always been there. You just never opened the barrel. That's what you're seeing. The darkest of the dark will be revealed. And some will say, we're doomed. Because of this, they've never seen it before. They'll see it in the news and say, point to it and point to it and point to it. Never understanding, it's always been there. And now, because there's more light on this planet, the ratio of light and dark is going to be extremely meaningful in cleaning up things that are inappropriate. things that are inappropriate. That's what's coming. Slowly. But you're seeing it all through the news. You're seeing abuses that are being shown, and light is being shown in these places. And then others are coming forward and saying, it's here too. And it's not just in this country, it's everywhere. And you know what that leads to? Eventually, it will go to the countries that have been hiding it forever. It would rather not have you see really what they're doing. And there will be a gasp from the planet when they see adults beheading and chopping off the limbs of children for political reasons. And your heart will hurt and you'll cry. And you'll say, woe is me, this place is awful called Earth. This is who we are, not knowing it's who you've always been. But the light is starting to shine in a way that's going to stop it. That's the news of Cryon. And there will be those who say, no, it's wrong. And I'll always say the same things. Dear ones, you are dearly loved for all of your opinions. But let me just say, talk to me in 20 years. We'll take a look and see where it's going, where it's been. Rest easy in the arms of God, knowing that you are seen and that synchronicity and intuition is starting to become a way of life. Expect benevolent things, dear ones, and it's like a menu that you're ordering and you'll get them. Because the consciousness you have that is starting to emulate light has energy. And that energy can actually change that which you think is chance meetings or being in the right place at the right time. It's like you're designing a reality. And there will be those who object to that and say, well, then I see, so only the light workers to get to design the reality and everybody else is going to hell. And here's the message. Dear one, this is worldwide. Light is worldwide. Go take a look. It's not what you expect. It's not for one and then the other gets punished. It's for everyone. You're going to see an entire planet involved in aha experiences where the darkness of confusion and dictators start to hide because they're so ashamed, because everybody can see it. Ashamed will be a new word because you're going to see it everywhere. Those have been doing certain things certain ways. That has to do with the light and the dark. And this is where I'm going today. Something new I want to share with you. Have you noticed in the way things work on the earth that there is something that almost everything that you study has in common? In consciousness, there's the yin and the yang, and you call it duality. There seems to be a polarity in everything. If you're a student of chemistry, you know about catalysts and polarities. You know the push and the pull of chemistry, and how when you push one thing in one direction, it pops out in another. That is the rules. If you're a physicist, you really know it because every single rule of physics that you know at this point has a strong and weak force. Everything is polarized. That's the way things work. Weather, it works the same. All over the planet, one thing moves in one direction, pushes it someplace else. There is a polarization of energy. Temperature, all of that. It's a system of reality, all the way down to the atomic structure. Magnetism itself is polarity. It's caused by atomic structure, one atom with too many electrons seeking one with too few. And that's magnetism. It's polarity. It's the yin and yang. Now, why am I telling you that? Because, dear ones, it's everywhere. Some time ago, we gave you a channel that told you that your Akashic memories are going to start to change. That in an older energy that was darker with consciousness, that you tended to remember the dark things. And that in your Akash, you would have things that might have happened in past lifetimes, but the energy would always be negative. You don't wake up in the middle of the night because you had a good experience in your Akash. You wake up because you had a bad one. You don't go to a past life reader to find you drowned last time, and that's the reason you won't go near water. This is why you go. You don't go to a past life reader because you found something magnificent and you want to know more. And we told you that's changing. That you're going to start having visions and dreams of yourself, and you're going to start remembering joy. The most beautiful things that ever happened, the birth of children, and you're going to wake up with light around you, sobbing in joy. Some of you will go to psychologists saying, "What's wrong with me? I'm too happy." Now, what is that that's happening? It's a reflection of a polarity that starts to change. So with this dark and light relationship starting to have more light, metaphorically, consciousness is starting to repair itself and become a bit more elegant, your Akash is responding. You see, that's the system. There are certain things within you that will pattern themselves over the dark and light balance. If there's dark consciousness on the planet, you're going to remember dark things. If there's more of a balance of consciousness on the planet that's starting to improve, you're going to be more comfortable and start remembering the good things as well as some of the negative things. There'll be a balance instead of only one kind of thing. It was a week ago that I broached the subject in Monument Valley, where the ancestors were again listening. And they're listening now because what I'm going to tell you involves them as well. If you could picture your ancestors, those you've loved and lost on this planet, on the other side of the veil in a multidimensional way, not as human beings, but almost angelic, not linear, but loving you and seeing you. Question, what do you think they want for you? And the answer would be balance, love, good things, long life, appreciation, understanding. Why is it that the ancestors are called upon all the time for wisdom? And the reason is because they have it. There will be those indigenous who will sit for hours, if not days, gleaning the intuition of the ancestors, sitting and waiting until they get finally, perhaps in a trance or a vision, answers that they need from the other side of the veil. Through those that they've loved and lost or know about, or through the oral traditions that they even have names for. Well, I'll tell you something that you didn't expect, and I want to go slow with it. I want to call it reflection. I might even call it the changing light worker's reflection pond. Reflection is a term that you might use for remembering things, revisiting things from the past. A mirror reflects something real. It's you. And you look upon the mirror and it's reflecting something that is there. If you reflect, you reflect something that happened in the past that is real. But most often, the things that you reflect on are dark. In a world that has a strong and weak force for every single atom, you have created a consciousness that reflects on the weakest part. The darkest things that have happened in your life rule you. In this room and listening to this, there are so many different kinds of paths for humans. But if you go right back to the beginning, there are some horror stories of how you were brought up, of what happened, with how many parents you had or not had, or how good or bad your training was, or how you could be in a prison of darkness. I know who's here. Others don't have that, dear ones. You're very eclectic. Many don't have any of that, and many haven't. It's so disappointing to wake up at night and have that guide your life. And many of you will walk through life and have been imprinted with the neurons in your brain with your past, things that have happened all along your lifespan, and they affect how you meet people, what you say, your countenance, if you're happy or sad, or how fast you age, depending upon how bad it's been. I bring it up again. I have to. I always want to. Because God knows the sorrow of a mother who's lost a child. And sometimes that defines the rest of the mother's life, period. She can't get through it. Oh, there'll be time when she stops crying and mourning to a certain degree, but every time it comes back, it's just like it was there in front of her, reflecting in all its awfulness. And to the last breath, that's who she is, the mother who lost the child. Now I'm going to ask you, what is wrong with this picture for a child of God? What is wrong with this picture for a human being that has a higher self? And I'll tell you, because there's no yin and yang. There's no polarity. There's only the weak force. That's all you got. And every time you go there is sorrow. Where's the light? And that's what I want to tell you, is that if you believe what I am telling you about strong and weak force, light and dark, and polarity, it has to be there. And it's going to win out over the darkness. There come a time, dear ones, if you start working on this, where you go back to those places of reflection, and with the darkness becomes light. To the mother who's lost a child, you go back to that point, and instead of seeing the horror and the remembrance and the heartsick and all the things, all of a sudden, you see the face of the one you lost who is still with you saying, "Mom, I love you." A bright light is there along with the darkness, and you start to see it. And you start to say, "I want the light part. I want the assurance of the fact that this wonderful, beautiful child of mine is with me for till my last breath." And they are. And that's the light that will temper the dark and start to balance it, so it can't grab you anymore and take you places anymore and ruin your life anymore. This is what's going to happen, is the light and the dark is going to start balancing up. You start thinking about your past. What about the one who betrayed you? I know who's here. Can you see the light yet in the betrayal, because it kicked you in the rear and got you where you're sitting today? I know who's here. Without it, you wouldn't be here. Or without it, you wouldn't have met A, B, C. Call it what it is. It was synchronicity at the time that was needed. And there is much love There. Go back. Visit the betrayal and look at the love. Look at the light that was there and the smiles that are there and saying, well, you kind of needed it, didn't you? And the answer is, yeah, I guess I did. And then you all have a good laugh because that's the bright, the light of a situation that always seemed to be ugly, so ugly it'd wake you up at night, or so ugly that it gave you an ulcer, or so ugly, on and on and on. How many of you are with people who complain about the same thing all the time? You haven't seen them in 2 years, you have lunch with them, and it's the same tape. It's almost like they pushed a button. You'd like to tell them about that, wouldn't you? That maybe those things won't define them anymore. That maybe there's a balance coming if they allow it. If they allow it. Where there might be another side of the story that they might see, which is more appropriateness, more brilliance, more light, with the angels surrounding you, and start to cover those memories in love and compassion, so you can actually go there and be sad, but it won't control you. It won't make you burst out in tears anymore. And you can see that it's different than it was before because you are becoming a balanced light worker in the pond of reflection. That's the hope of a new consciousness for those who are willing to say, I am an enlightened person, defined as a human being who knows that there's more. That could even be a scientist, a human being who has not made up their minds, they know everything. There has to be more, and they're not being confused with the fact they can't minutiaize it or understand it, but they can use it. All of you here and listening to my voice can use what I gave you today. When you revisit those things, you're going to start seeing they don't have the sting that they used to. Because the light is starting to show and give you a whole different perspective. Oh, the event is the event. But the angels were holding your hand even then. And they want to do it right now yet again. And say, things are not always as they seem. Everyone you've loved and lost is still with you. In a very precious way, if you look. And the love is the love, and you hadn't lost it till your last breath. It's what you have to give your children as well. If you tell them now, it'll help. That's the system in its benevolence and its beauty and its joy. Because light is starting to win. Slowly. Starting to win slowly, not fast enough for you. But you got plenty of time, dear ones, and a lot of lives to come. To enjoy a planet that's starting to lift itself up to a place that you will be proud of someday and want to be in. I celebrate that time. I've seen it before. It's coming. That's the legacy of Kryon. To tell you about something you don't believe yet, but you will as it takes place. And so it is.